A couple of Halloweens ago, this station broadcast a little essay of mine in which I recited a particularly unpleasant little poem which my father enjoyed terrifying my sisters and me with when we were little. In my essay, I mentioned that the original source of this gruesome tale was a mystery, and I called upon listeners to let me know if they knew anything about it. Well, one kind listener did some digging, and so I thought I'd do a follow-up essay to tell you what was exhumed, if you'll forgive the expression. First, let me recite the poem the way my father did. If you're squeamish or of a nervous disposition or in the company of someone very young, maybe you need to walk away from the radio for a moment and hum loudly. Here goes. It rained and it rained in America land. It rained both great and small. And all the little boys and girls came out to play at ball. They tossed the ball so high, they tossed the ball so low, it fell into the Duke's garden, where all the pretty flowers grow. Then out came the Duke's daughter, all dressed in green, and sat them in a golden chair, and pricked them with a pin. First came out the thick blood, and then came out the thin, until there came out all life's blood, and none was left within. As you might imagine, we small children were scarred for life by this, but in later life we wondered where this ghastly story came from. Well, a WAMC listener named Corey Nussman was equally curious, and he approached his English professor at University of Massachusetts Amherst, a remarkable scholar named Suzanne Daly. She immediately recognized it as a very old Scottish ballad that could be found in a Victorian collection by Francis James Child, called The English and Scottish Popular Ballads. Amazingly, he quoted 20 versions of this beastly story. Now, a curious twist to Francis Child's ancient Scottish versions is that the villain is identified as the Jew's daughter rather than the Duke's. Professor Daly felt that this was probably anti-Semitic, but I wonder if it was just the true telling of some horrific murder in Scotland hundreds of years ago. Or, more likely yet, a mishearing of the word duke, for with a Scottish accent, duke can become duke. Is it possible that Francis Child just needed his ears cleaning out? All this is for another researcher to find out, but for now I thought I'd just read you a compilation made up from my favourite bits of the 20 ancient versions to give you a little Halloween taste of the appalling fate of poor little Sir Hugh. To reduce the possibility of outraged mail, I'm going to read it the way I prefer it, with the Duke's daughter. Somehow it's more comfortable being anti-aristocratic. And please, any Scots who might be listening to this, please forgive my dreadful attempt at a Scottish accent. So here goes. The Tragic Ballad of Sir Hugh. 24 boys were playing at the ball. Then up and started sweet Sir Hugh, the flower of them all. He kicked the ball with his feet, he catched it with his knee, that up into the Duke's window he saw the bonny ball flee. Then out came the Duke's daughter. "Will ye come in and dine?" "I winna come in, I canna come in, till I get that ball of mine." "Throw down the ball to me, maiden, throw down the ball to me." "I winna throw down your ball, Sir Hugh, till ye come up to me." She tempted him in with an apple so red, but that wouldn't tempt him in. She tempted him in with sugar so sweet, and so she got him in. She put forth her lily-white hand and led him through the hall. This way, my pretty playfellow, and you shall have your ball." She wiled him into a chamber, she wiled him into twa, she wiled him into her own chamber, the fairest of them all. She laid him on a dressing-board, where she sometimes did dine. She sticked him with a penknife and dressed him like a swine. Then out came the thick blood, then out came the thin, then out came the bonny heart's blood, where all the life lay in. She rolled him in a case of lead, says, "Lie ye there and sleep." She threw him in the draw well as 50 fathoms deep. His mother came to the Duke's castle, and there ran thrice about. "Oh, sweet Sir Hugh, if ye be there, I pray you do me speak." She came unto the Duke's draw-well, and there ran thrice about. O sweet Sir Hugh, if ye be there, I pray you to me speak. How can I speak? How dare I speak? The Duke's penknife sticks in my heart. I cannot speak to thee. Gang hame, O mother dear, and shape my winding sheet. And at the back of Maryland town, there you and I shall meet. When bells were rung, and mass was sung, and every one went home, then every lady had her son, but Lady Helen had none. Happy Halloween!